comes to order at this time. And Bob, would you give us the roll call?
Yes. Dave Clemenson.
Here.
Tom Gideon.
Here.
Bob Hanslon.
Here.
Jack Johnston.
Here.
David Nelson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Great. And would you give us the explanation of the procedures tonight?
Okay. Today's Board of Adjustment meeting is held concerning a rehearing of the June 15th variance decision made by the Taney County Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment meeting is governed by the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Public hearings are held on each request or appeal which has been filed with the Taney County Planning Commission. I would like at this time to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C, and the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. If you would like to comment, you must sign the sheet, which is provided at the front of the room. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity for comment, your name will be called. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairperson. Anyone who wishes to speak either for or against any case to be heard today must be sworn in. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Mr. Hanslon, would you give us the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustments shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where, by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property. A variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you. I believe this is a reconsideration hearing tonight rather than a rehearing. Bonita, was the request filed within 7 days of the last action, and Mr. Boughton was here tonight, so he was here at the present at the other time. And Mr. Boughton, can you demonstrate that a manifest injustice would result if the request for reconsideration is not granted?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Demonstrate that a manifest injustice would result if the request for the reconsideration is not granted?
I believe so, yes.
Were some of those remarks in the packet that you gave us? for this meeting?
Yes, I addressed in my letter, I think, for reconsideration, I think I addressed what I feel are the concerns that I had, the things that should be considered in this case.
All right. What would be the pleasure of the board to, if we deny the request, then we don't have to do anything. If we approve the request, then our actions at the last board meeting would be null and void, and we would make a new motion based upon the facts that are presented tonight. What is the feeling of the board?
I'd like to rehear.
Would you make a motion to that effect then?
I would move to rehear the request of Michael Button with reference to this particular property.
Okay. Do I hear a second? I would so second the motion. All those in favor of the reconsideration, Bob, how would you vote?
For the motion.
All right. Jack, how would you vote?
I'd vote for the motion.
David, how would you vote?
For the motion.
And Tom?
For the motion.
And so we have an approval for reconsideration at this time. Mr. Boughton, you have the floor. I probably ought to ask you for what is new that we didn't hear last time. I'm sorry. Seeing that you were sworn in at the last testimony, would that suffice for tonight's hearing?
Might not be a bad idea just
all right.
To err on the side of caution.
Err on the side of caution. Please raise your right hand. You solemnly swear testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help God.
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
One of the items that I guess that I have learned since our last meeting on June 15th was, and this is, as I mentioned before, this is new to me as well, this going through this process, but when we had the lots replatted, we hired the survey company to come out and replat all the lots, and when they did that, I was assuming that we were to give up, we had a 50-foot right-of-way that we were to give up to the county to take over this road. Now, since then, I've had meetings with the survey company, people from the electric company, from Empire Electric, as well as Randy Hayes from the county. And what I learned is that technically we have to get from the county a deed. It's called a deed of right away, I guess, from the county. And so what I understand in that is that we're not technically giving the county the land, but we're giving the right of way to the county. So in essence, and this is, you can correct me, I guess, if I'm wrong, but if my understanding is correct, then we're not technically then going below the 2-acre requirement. Is that right? Or the way I understand it is it's like a dual ownership. We still own the land, but then the county, we give the county the right of way to do their thing on the land. And so we have, it was explained to me like a dual ownership that we would have. So that's one thing that I learned. I also, one of the things that came up initially when the county approved to do this, they said based on a couple of requirements. One is that we had to, they said move mailboxes, which there weren't mailboxes, so that wasn't an issue. Secondly was to move electrical, and we actually had a meeting roughly 2 weeks ago, Randy Hayes from the county, Junior Shook from Empire Electric, and Ken Buchanan from the survey company, myself, met at our land, and they basically looked at where the electrical boxes were, and it was concluded amongst everyone that they would be fine where they're at, that they would not have to move those, so there would not be any additional expense incurred in doing that. So anyway, those are a couple of updates, I guess, since the last time we'd met.
Bob, could you speak to the deed of the right-of-way being undeeded? I've never heard of that.
I do believe, and being fairly new to Taney County and not having worked with that process a great deal, I do know in my experience previously that the county did require a right-of-way deed whenever right-of-way was being deeded to the county. I'll be completely honest, Taney County's, Christian County's regulations allowed you to include right-of-way as part of your acreage. It's always been my understanding that the Taney County Development Guidance Code does not allow for right-of-way to be part of your acreage. What we see most of the time are lots being platted to the edge of the right-of-way. Normally we wouldn't see a plat, and I haven't had one since I've been here, where the lots are platted to the center of the road. Usually they're platted to the edge of the right-of-way so you don't end up with this type of situation.
That's my understanding also. One factor that you gave us was the county road district said let's go 50 feet, whereas the commission only allowed you a 40-foot.
I think the commission requested 40, and then when they surveyed the land, is that pointer still up here? No?
Let's see.
That's right.
Sorry.
When they surveyed the land, the survey company approached me and they said, if we were to do 40 feet, I'm just going to point to it.
Okay. Sorry.
If we were going to do 40 feet, it would leave either a 5 foot on each side or 10 feet on one side of this lane here. And their suggestion was to make it a 50 foot the whole way. Just make it 50 foot here all the whole entire way. It would cause me to have to give up more property, but
to me that made sense. Rather than trying to maintain a 5 foot strip on each side of the road myself, I'm like, that didn't make any sense. So that was their recommendation, was to just make it, instead of 40, make it a 50 foot right of way. And they did also check if it was only 40 foot, would that still create all these lots to go under 2 acres, that the four of the five that did, and I think they determined that it still would, even that 10 feet would still cause them to be, three of them slightly under, and ours obviously has the biggest impact. Ours is the one on lot 1A, and that's the one that there's the biggest impact, because we're giving up frontage all the way around, and then that whole strip of land down the side.
Well, if I recall, the county commission minutes only reflect that they allowed a 40-foot. They didn't just request that it be 40-foot. And that's the language that we have to go by, because otherwise, as you indicated, in my opinion, that would be a kind of a benefit that you derive at, that is a more of a privilege than a granting of a 50-foot, that the
a benefit
county,
in that
that you didn't have to maintain the other 10-foot.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't look at it like that, but and that's,
well, I think you mentioned that even when you were talking last time, that it made more sense, besides you didn't want to have to maintain that part. But that's what I understood, and that's what we were basing our discussions were based on, the fact that there was a 40-foot that was agreed to by the commission.
They requested, my understanding was they requested there needs to be at least a 40-foot right-of-way I didn't think that it would matter. I guess I was assuming that it would be to the county's benefit if it's more land, I guess, than less, so. I mean, if we need it replatted to 40 feet, I'm sure we can do that. And I guess I just don't. And maintaining 5 feet of land is fine, but I just don't think it's practical, I guess, is my point.
In whose discussions did the 50-foot come?
Just with the survey company, because I gave them this letter from the county. I said, here's what they're asking.
Okay.
We need to replat this. And they came back to me and just said, Mike, it doesn't make
sense.
So
no one from the county has been involved in that conversation?
No.
Okay.
Well, here's the minutes of the meeting from the county commission.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona Drive wrote petition mistake. Commissioner Straffus moved to accept the Arizona Road petition contingent on there being 6 months allowed for the petitioner to move mailboxes, provide a 40-foot easement, and move transformers, along with notice being given to the petitioner that the road may not be improved up to chip and seal, seconded by Trahan, and three voted in favor. That's the exact wording from the minutes.
Do you own all the property?
Or? I'm sorry, no, just 1A.
He's my lot there.
So all the other property owners have agreed to this?
Yes. Yes, we only have the only one that's still, and I've been. This has been a 5A is in foreclosure. The one over, actually, over to the left there. Yeah,
okay.
That one there.
Sorry.
And I've been trying to work with Freddie Mac and a management company. There's about four entities involved with that I'm trying to get their approval. But the four owners have signed the replat. The only one right now that we're just, you know, going through the bureaucracy of Freddie Mac and their process is just getting them. And the people that I've talked to, they're obviously for it because it's going to improve the value of the land and hopefully help them sell the house, which is probably their primary interest is just getting rid of it. So
they can't be supporting unless that final lot is signed off, it can't be replatted because the legal description.
Correct. This can't be done until we get that. That's the final piece that we have to get approved.
Because the county can't even start any road improvements at all without a plat being recorded.
Right.
With that.
I'm aware of that.
Well, can we even vote or anything on this until it's?
Well, we did vote the last time. We had a 2-2 motion, but that's been nullified at this point in time. So,
well, my question is, unless all of them have signed off, is?
Well, the 6-month period of time started from, I believe this was the March meeting,
mm-hmm.
Was it not?
Yeah, I think it's the 6 months expires in September 15th, roughly.
Now, one thing just to clarify, really, you're correct. I mean, we wouldn't be able to sign this plat unless the variance was granted, but we also won't be able to sign the plat unless all the property owners sign. There's
mm-hmm.
actually a second page to this plat with that, you know, that bank property owners.
But if this variance was granted, then it would have to be contingent of
the
yes.
company signing off.
Yes.
Otherwise, it doesn't work.
Exactly.
Simultaneous signature?
That was my hope, was that we would have a signature on both at the same time period.
Right. That's what we're striving for right now. And it's been a long process getting through, just finding who to even talk to. That's been a challenge, so.
Well, in my experience in real estate, it's not a foregone conclusion that anybody's going to take any action because they have more important things to do than to worry about.
That's
the only hope would be to have this property sold at foreclosure, and then the new owner would be the one to contact as immediately as possible.
And there may be a there may they are actually has been some people looking at it here in the last couple of days, that there, so there may be a new owner in there, not in the very near future, so we'll see.
It's kind of hard to act on maybes, and mm-hmm. you know, it's, and the meeting you had with the, this last meeting with Power,
mm-hmm.
and who else was there?
The county.
Do you have
and
any
surveyor.
Documents from that?
I don't. It was, we just all agreed, we met, I can get you more details on it, but we all met. Randy Hayes from the county, was he came out, Junior Shook from Empire Electric, and Ken Buchanan from Roselle Survey Company. And it was just an informal meeting that we actually met on property, and they, you know, looked at where the stakes were and looked at the electrical and just tried to make a determination as to if those electrical really need to be moved or not. And their conclusion was they do not need to be moved. So,
well, in light of that, then you probably should have gone directly to the county commission and have asked them to remove that provision in that motion that they improved.
Which provision? The electrical? Well, the mailbox piece
and move,
is incorrect, too.
And move transformers.
Right, and the mailbox piece should not... the mailbox was not... We never had mailboxes on our road, so I don't even know why that... It was like a form letter, I guess, that they had. And
yeah.
Those two things are moot at this point on the electrical and the mailbox, then getting approval on Lot 5 is the major stumbling block, mm-hmm. with the deadline coming up within 50 days.
Right. And the other issue that I mentioned last time that we're up against is just the county's time window for doing this kind of work. And
all they can pave up through September.
Through September, yeah. And that's, well, I'm just saying it can't go much beyond that. I know that, so.
Well, then the only other big variance is the request to reduce the size of the tracks to below the relative policy of amount of 2 acres or more.
Correct.
I think had some commissioners looking at that issue, because as I indicated to you before, this is the first time we've ever had somebody wanted to go out of compliance with the relative policy rather than meet the policy. That's the reason this whole subdivision was platted the way it was, because of the 2 acre plot size.
That's, they platted it to the center, I guess, instead of to the edge of the road. Is that what you're?
Well, yeah. They platted that way in order to make the road easement part of the lot. Road easements can be part of a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, but if you looked at your title commitment or title insurance, it probably indicates, or the legal description would probably indicate something about a road easement,
mm-hmm.
on your property.
Do we have any information, like how much it's going to reduce it, how far below the 2 acre?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, this is the copy of last week's.
Yes.
Last month.
I've got it up.
Right. So mine is obviously the biggest impact because of that. Long,
how
narrow.
Much of that acreage are you losing to that long strip? How much is that?
That just the strip itself? I'm not sure. My total acreage right now is 2.54 acres, so I'm going down 1.19, I believe it was. I don't know. Of that, I'm not sure how much is that actual, that strip. I have to look at that.
And really, really, his his lot is the one that's reduced by the most. His is reduced down to 1.35 acres.
And that's based on a 50-foot road? And,
you're correct, and, right, and that is based on a 50-foot versus a 40.
You probably get to 1.5 acres, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would.
It went to 40.
If that was cut back to a 40-foot easement,
mm-hmm,
how would that affect your acreage size?
Yeah, that's what we were. I don't know that that's been officially looked at, but I know that in talking to the survey company, the 4 or the 5 would still be under the 2 acre limit. Maybe slight. Those, some would be closer, obviously, to 2, but I don't know specifically. I haven't had them look at that number to see what it would mean, but I just know that because I asked him that question when he was doing it, and he said you're still going to be under 2 acres.
Would that not bring lot 2 through 5A into compliance? So
I would think he'd get close. Yeah, I think he, because they don't have their stretches, they're just one, they just have one stretch in front of those, each of those houses that would be impacted.
Oops, sorry.
Well, you're talking about 10 foot by about 600 on yours.
Right.
Which is 12.
Versus the others are, you know,
200. Lot 5 is 187 and 4 is 158, so that's about 100 and 300 roughly on lot 4 and... at 193.80 on lot 5.
Let's go get them.
So that'd get them close to the 2.
Does this easement or anything, does this affect your septic tank?
Not at all. That's right. Everything's in place where it's going to be, and the only one that's not built on is 3A, or it's the one on the right end.
Yeah, the one. This lot.
That's the only one not built on, but that's still over 2 acres anyway, yeah. So that's not going to impact me.
I didn't know with yours, how your...
Every other one will be... The layout is exactly the same as it is now, so it will not be affected at all.
Where is your septic tank on your property?
Actually, it's back... The lateral lines, it's back right here, and then the lateral lines are primarily going... back in the field area back there.
Would anybody have any objections possibly to tabling this motion for, is it too late for August?
Yes. Even if we say so?
Even if we say we want to hear it in August?
It's at the next regularly scheduled meeting.
Right.
I would think that you could table it until that point, because the primary reason for the time period is for notification purposes.
I was just thinking, perhaps Mr. Boughton, that if you could clear up the matters with the commission to make their directive. Other than what it says, that might be a benefit to you at this point in time.
Are we just looking at an extension?
No, of course.
Because it's 6 months is going to be up.
Well, I don't know about the 6 months. That's just that was a contingent. That was
right.
Part of the petition.
It's 6 months. If they don't get the approval from the mortgage company to sign off on it, 6 months is moot.
Yeah. Right.
Now the only portion of this in question today is just the variance on the lot size.
Right.
And
that's
so the other decision is really up to the county commission on the roads as to whether they accept the roads or don't accept the roads or...
Well, if they're at 40 feet, like here, do the homeowners maintain that road? or did the county take it over?
Well, they're already maintaining the road.
I understand.
Yeah. But until everybody signs off on the plat and get a deed to convey the road, the county can't work on it because it's not their property.
Right.
Right.
So, well, let's go another direction then. Would somebody like to favor us with a motion that would state a 40-foot road rather than a 50-foot, which is already platted on this plat that he presented to us last month at the 50-foot?
I would move for a variance to the 40-foot road right-of-way. Do we want to make that permanent as a variance or with the time frame on it? Help me with a friendly addition or deletion.
Well, I think we have to live by whatever the commission...
The commission says 40 feet.
Right, right. But I'm saying, do we want to allow that variance to stand with the land, regardless of what the county does?
Well, they already have an easement for that road.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See, they're just... I think the petition is what was being acted on by the county commission, that they petitioned that the road be taken over by the county. The wording in the minutes says provide a 40-foot easement. Well, they already got an easement, so the wording in basically is in error, but the 40-foot is not.
Mine said a 40-foot right-of-way is what my letter said. Is that the same as an easement?
Well, then we...
Yeah.
But can you make a motion on a 40-foot without knowing the acreage change? Because it's going to change.
It's going to be more. Well,
it's going to be more than right now. 50.
Well, it's going to be more than that. I understand.
Yeah. So,
but do we need those numbers? Do we?
I mean, we're going to get closer than now. So it's kind of a new point.
Yeah, I don't think I need to see
the
replat as long as the plat is replatted to 40 foot.
So our motion to approve a variance is for a 40-foot
deeded
roadway and an allowance for the lots 1 through 5 that fall below the 2-acre limit are acceptable to the county.
Or to us.
Or to us.
Yes. Yes.
Because the relative policy is 2 acres or more.
Right. Is there anything else we need to include in that?
I don't think so.
Okay, then that's the motion.
The only other two things that the staff's recommended is just compliance with the other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and then that the decision of record is filed with the recorder's office.
Right.
Okay.
I'll second.
Benita, would you like to repeat that motion?
Yes. Motion based upon to approve the decision of record and for a 40-foot right-of-way and to allow a variance from the 2-acre minimum.
Deeded, I think we said.
Deeded right-of-way. Deeded 40-foot deeded road. Is that it?
Whatever the appropriate language is, because
right
I know that it's
right away.
Yeah. Either right away. Yeah.
Okay.
One thing
motion
before we
made
vote.
And seconded, and any further discussion? Yes. Tom.
One question before, but this all still hinges on him on the 1A or the 5A piece of property being.
Mm-hmm.
Signed off on the plat.
Yes.
The county will not take anything over. You can't deed it until they have it all.
Right. Yeah, until that signature's on the plat, I won't have the ability to sign off.
Right.
Good question. Any other questions then? You've heard the motion. Motion been made and seconded to provide a variance request from the minimum 2-acre lot size and a request of 40-foot deeded right-of-way. Bob, you made the motion. How would you vote for the motion?
For the motion.
David, you seconded the motion. How would you vote?
For the motion.
Okay. And Jack?
I'd vote for the motion.
Jack votes for the motion. Tom?
For the motion.
And the chairman would vote for the motion also.
Okay.
Okay. You have your marching orders.
So get it replatted at 40 feet. Okay. Yep. And find and get the mortgage company to sign off on it.
Which Berber probably would go to the commission and get
I'll,
some of this verbiage
get more
cleaned up a little bit.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to them. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. I'm sorry I didn't call on you all, but I didn't think you needed any verbiage.
She was guiding for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's my counsel. She's my counsel guy.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, guys.
Any new or old business?
No, I really don't at this point. We don't have any applications for August, but I do feel we will definitely have some applications for September.
Okay. And you feel there's more than one group that's going to be making appeal?
Yes. Yes, I feel okay. There's
several.
A possibility of a number.
are they appealing on different points?
We don't know.
Some way that they can kind of get them all.
I'm going to talk to the county attorney and see if we can look at one appeal application, even if we have multiple applicants. If there's a way at looking at one hearing or one, just to try to simplify things.
One application or five, but still
going
all
one
talk.
Yes.
Okay. We need to approve the minutes. We need to approve the minutes of the July meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Question.
We had a decrease in our checks this month. Is that because the mileage is no longer being paid?
And I apologize. I meant to explain that. The county commission discovered that per the statute, it spells out that the planning and zoning commission is to be paid no more than $25 a meeting. We were actually in the process of sending out both the planning and zoning commission checks and the board of adjustment checks, and the checks were actually stopped. There was a meeting of the county commission. They voted to reduce the amount to $25 because they had made the reduction to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they felt that they had to pay both boards the same amount. To be completely honest, I don't believe there's a place in statute where it pays out where it states an amount to be reimbursed to the Board of Adjustment. It does specifically spell it out for the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay. And they meet at least twice a month or three times?
Twice.
Twice. Okay. I kind of thought that was the reason because it was the mileage factor on top of the 25. So we won't hold that against you.
I was going to say, I didn't have anything to do with
it.
A-plus program.
Yeah.
I move we adjourn.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
I would think that maybe we should have the meetings at each of the